Proclamation number 6745 of 24th of January, 1957. Work of the Spirit. Community of Believers. Blessed are those who find each other in love for me, whose will it is to serve me and their neighbor and who work together for me and my kingdom. When my spirit descends to earth, I distribute gifts which are always intended for all my children who want to accept them. For all people on earth need such gifts, and therefore everything my love offers shall also be passed on, which is imparted to the human being through my spirit, who allows my spirit to work in him. But anyone who loves me and his neighbor will not want to keep anything for himself alone but will eagerly work to spread what makes him happy himself. And thus a small congregation is formed, and I can now address all members of this congregation as soon as I convey my word to earth. And all those who love me will also recognize the Father's voice when he speaks to them. For if they love me, they belong to my own, whom I will always consider according to their desire. And no one I speak to myself will shut himself off from his fellow human beings, for the strength of my word which flows to him urges him to pass it on, it impels him into activity, for the strength from me awakens him to life. And it is truly a blissful activity to bring me and my kingdom close to people, to work in my vineyard, to be a faithful servant to me to whom I will always assign the work as long as he is willing to serve me. And my blessing will visibly rest on everything. For there is no more urgent work on earth than to create and work for the salvation of fellow human beings' souls. And where this work is urgently done, everything will also be arranged earthly, for I truly care for my own physically and spiritually, for all those who unite in love for me and their neighbor, who believe in me and thus belong to the church founded by me on earth, which unites all my sheep whose shepherd I myself am. Do not look for this church in one organization, but know that all organizations can contain members of my church and that these are always those people who have a living faith in me in Jesus Christ because they are filled with love for me and their fellow human beings and who therefore also experience the working of my spirit, which is the characteristic of the Church of Christ. Thus I myself can make contact with them. Be it directly or indirectly, but I myself can always address them and they will always recognize my voice as the voice of the Father whose children they want to be. For this reason, my church must and will also spread on earth. I will address people everywhere through my spirit, and small congregations will form everywhere, but they will separate themselves from my adversary's kingdom precisely through love and their living faith, for where these are not present my spirit cannot work, and there is dead land despite organizational activity. 24th of the 1st, 1957. Thus I speak of a community of believers and of a working of the Spirit in the congregation, for it is certain that no Spirit-filled person will isolate himself. Instead he will feel driven from within to share himself with his fellow human beings, and thus a small congregation will form by itself which lifts and acts in my Spirit, which thus lifts out the word I convey to it through my Spirit. And the members of this congregation are living Christians, thus also living representatives of Jesus Christ who will constantly testify of him. The redemption through Jesus Christ is also evident in them, for the guilt of sin, which darkens a person's spiritual state, has been taken from those who now stand in bright realization, whom my Spirit could now guide into all truth. For the certain sign of redemption through Jesus Christ is that my Spirit pours into the human being's heart, which was impossible before Jesus' death on the cross. But anyone who still walks in darkness of spirit, who is not yet enlightened from within, has not yet taken the path to the cross, even though his mouth confesses him. He has not yet completely turned his heart towards him. The love has not yet been kindled in him which impels him to fully surrender himself to the Divine Redeemer. But where there is love for me and this is expressed in unselfish activity of love for the neighbor, my spirit will also descend, and in the light it radiates people of the same spirit will recognize each other and come together in my name. And then my spirit expresses itself. It addresses all who want to open their hearts and hear me. For this reason, small congregations will form everywhere, and they will emerge from all schools of thought, for everywhere and in all schools of thought people will be found who are filled with love, who establish heartfelt unity with me and who awaken the spiritual spark within themselves to life. My spirit descends upon them and from that moment on it will pass on the ray of love from above and also find followers, people who feel addressed by me, who let the flow of grace of my love flow into their hearts and who now will work diligently for me and my kingdom again. For this reason, denominations should never be asked, but only the spirit which animates a small congregation should be taken into account. For the working of my spirit must be obvious in order to belong to the community of believers which makes up that Wo Church I founded on earth. Understand all my words spiritually and seek to gain this understanding by allowing yourselves to be enlightened by my spirit. Which, however, always presupposes a living faith which has come to life through love. But don't regard every unasile process as working of the spirit, for my adversary also appears unusually, yet he will not enlighten your spirit but drive you further and further into darkness. But where there is love and faith, where Jesus Christ himself can work because love recognizes and acknowledges him, their adversary activity is no longer possible. Where I myself work through my spirit. Amen.